Oh no. You remember the music video Gangnam Style by Psy? It went viral after it was first posted on YouTube in 2012. Google just announced it's still being watched. It recently broke the 2 billion views barrier, forcing Google to upgrade its view counter, and who knows, maybe leading to bad dance moves around the world. But right now we want to take a look at the potentially serious impact of another group of videos. Videos that show heavy drinking. They're hugely popular. What girls do when they're drunk has more than 13 million views.
Oh, yeah, pajamas, yeah.
I missed you.
I could drink like 800 more beers. I'm not even drunk. After party.
So, how is drinking depicted on YouTube, and what might that mean? A group of researchers decided to ask. Dr. Brian Primack is the director of the Center for Research on Media, Technology, and Health at the University of Pittsburgh and was the lead researcher of a study published in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experiment Research. Dr. Primack, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
So you looked at 70 of these most popular drinking videos, and you have to wonder how these young women are feeling years from now when they see that. But they together had 330 million views. How'd you find them?
Well, when you do this type of research, you have to come up with a systematic approach from the beginning so that you're not cherry-picking certain videos. So we selected specific search terms and looked at the top 20 hits for each term when searching YouTube by both popularity and by relevance.
So what were the terms?
The terms were drunk, buzzed, hammered, tipsy, and trashed. And we actually got those from another study which stated that those are the ones that people tend to use colloquially.
Yeah. So you've got these videos down that you narrowed it down to. And what's your sense of them?
Well, it was very interesting to see just what variety was out there. Some videos were extremely well-produced music videos, and others were on the complete other end of the spectrum. Just someone shooting impromptu video with their phone in the backseat of a car. There are people taping themselves playing video games while intoxicated. So a lot of variety.
But overall, how was alcohol portrayed?
Well, I think the primary finding was that humor was very prominent. It was alongside intoxication 79% of the time. But for comparison, something related to dependence or addiction was only mentioned 7% of the time. So the overall message is that alcohol intoxication, being out of control, blacking out, is funny and not really associated with consequences. And this is, of course, very ironic to me as a physician, because for my patients with alcohol abuse, it is exactly the opposite. They experience the addiction and the very negative physical and mental consequences every day, but none of the humor.
Well, and take it further. You've got patients in your office. Presumably, a lot of these YouTube videos are being watched by younger people who may not, you know, may not have made their way to an office yet. What does it mean to you as a physician that they're watching these videos?
It means that we are going to probably see more problems in the future, and that we probably at this point can't stick with, as you're implying, traditional alcohol education. If all we do is go into a classroom once a year and tell people alcohol can have bad effects, then obviously if we're seeing a third of a billion views on, you know, this side, the thing that we do in the classroom is going to pale in comparison to the messaging that young people get every day on the other side.
Yeah. I'm betting that there are some listeners having a little twinge right now thinking, well, I don't like to see, young women, young men making fools of themselves drinking, but I do like to every now and then watch, oh, Drunk History. This is the YouTube video series that features famous actors reenacting history while a narrator purporting to be drunk lay down on a couch. Here in the scene, there's a bucket nearby as the narrator describes the duel between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
I'm too drunk to keep going, but Hamilton won, even though he was killed, and Aaron Burr won the duel. Aaron Burr's not on money. You know who is? Alexander Hamilton. He's on the 10.
Doctor, I you know, people laugh at this series, but what are you saying? I mean, can't you have a little fun with alcohol?
Absolutely. And I find that very funny as well. And many of the videos that we found and studied, I also found very funny. And I think that that is one of the important implications for this kind of research, is that what we see necessarily is going to be changed by editing, selection, and by the type of things we propagate. So, for example, you know, if you're posting a drunken video of you and your friends, you're going to show the part that is funny, but you're not going to be showing the parts that are really shameful. One of your friends hitting another under the influence, someone actually throwing up and choking on their vomit in a repulsive way. The result is that impressionable young people get the sense that what they see there really does reflect reality. That affects their normative beliefs about alcohol, their attitudes toward alcohol, and then ultimately their behaviors.
Yeah. And as you said, you're bracing for more patients. But how much do you think branding affects what's happening with these YouTube videos? Is some of this marketing?
We did look for that explicitly, and we did not find explicit advertisements. But brands did appear nevertheless. In fact, 44% of the videos had a brand name. And this is something that we in public health always think about, because brand mentions, whether or not they're sanctioned by the industry, can be influential, especially to young people.
In 2012, the Surgeon General said that exposure to on-screen smoking in movies was causing young people to start smoking. We're hearing you say that YouTube videos are, you're afraid, going to cause young people to drink irresponsibly. But what to do about it? Nobody's going to respond to YouTube videos with sober messages.
I agree. Intervention is definitely going to be a challenge. It is going to be complex, but I think it can be done. I mean, I think that one implication related to our discussion about not just sticking to traditional alcohol education and the fact that young people are being exposed to many, many messages on the other side every day is that we need to give young people the critical skills to analyze and evaluate whatever alcohol-related messages they're exposed to, whether they are advertisements in movies or on social media like YouTube.
Well, in fact, there is a 2009 study that does conclude that the portrayal of alcohol in movies and commercials is linked to increased consumption. So you are onto something. Dr. Brian Primack, director of the University of Pittsburgh Center for Research on Media Technology and Health. He was the lead author on the study of portrayal of alcohol intoxication on YouTube. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.